It is indeed. It's 10 minutes to nine. Darren Hinch joins us on the line one-on-one for an exclusive interview. First speaking to us on Triple M. Good morning, Darren.
Mr. Maguire, good morning.
Mate, welcome back.
Thank you.
And can
Thank
I
you.
Just say, mate, we missed out on the opportunity to say it on the day, but happy 70th birthday.
Yes, yes, I was saying it's very strange. I thought of my dear old dad, whose birthday was on the 20th when I was inside. He's much long gone. But I thought, gee, I wonder how he'd feel if the first person that I said happy birthday to me on my 70th was a prison guard at the 7 a.m. muster.
Who would have thought?
That sort of brings it all home.
Now, Darren, yeah. Now, let's go through. We saw you, you've just done a cross on Channel 7 on the Sunrise program. You've had the beard shaved off. You look remarkably well, by the way. And
hey, you'd be pretty impressed. Every night in the last few weeks, I was doing a 5K walk across the prison farm in about 50 minutes. So that was a good step out.
I'm telling you, Darren, I wouldn't have picked you out of a lineup, put it that way.
Well, that's true. That's one of the reasons I did, not the main reason I shaved it off, but the main reason was because I, as sort of a symbol of the fact that I said the courts have been hacking and chopping and shaving people and their safety and their rights for a long time, so I sort of did it. But also it's to make myself anonymous for a few days, which worked very well.
Darren,
the first few days.
We stuck the microphone, or the Lockie Wills put the phone under you while you're giving the doorstop there, but let's just go through a few things. Tell us about the first 2 weeks, solitary confinement. It's all very well for people to think that solitary confinement's a nice way to just sit there and maybe put the world at bay. It starts to eat up too quickly.
It's hard. I mean, I thought I could do the whole 50, but I did 2 weeks of it, and that's 23 hours a day in lockdown in a cell that's only about 4 paces long, and you can touch the sides with your hands. So it's on a narrow bed or cot. We had a television in your room, which is inadmittent because it's the radio seat that they did. On that 40-degree hot Melbourne weather, you know, the walls will stay warm for 2 or 3 days, and you get one small carton of milk a day. By about 5 p.m. it's turned to junket, you know, because of the heat. And you buy yourself, you have no clock, no watch. And I said, I watched more tennis than the commentators. I was watching because I wanted to see the Rolex clock on courtside and see what time it was. And the time, it drags. I mean, that now seems to be a long, long time ago for me now. Because it's now March. You know, it's all February, half of January. To the guys who had a lot of time, it's nothing. But it's still, look, and it is jail. It's deprivation of your freedom, even here, which is a country club. I walked in here after a two-hour trip in a locked-in prison van, not knowing where it's going. It's like coming to the Hilton after you've been in Mapp, the main prison down in the city.
Darren, I was interested in your comments about the parole system and how you believe it's working, because it's definitely resonating inside the prison system. Can you talk about that?
It is starting to work, because everybody's, that's all they talk about. Because when I was in Morwell 25 years ago, people talked about a 9, 7 and a 4, which meant 9 years maximum, 7 year minimum. You'd probably do 4 because you got a third off for concession for so-called good behaviour. So if a 9 year sentence, you'd be out in 4. Now they talk about the bottom, which is the minimum. The parole board is not letting people out before their minimums, and often they're now saying, I've heard the prisoners being told us, don't count on getting out on your minimum. Anything you get, like if you get your minimum plus a year, that's a bonus. A minimum plus 6 months, that's a bonus. And I've seen guys having their parole knocked back when it used to be they used to rubber stamp the corrections department, and then the new parole board is not doing that. Now, you're going to have disasters like the tragedy of Luke Batty. I mean, that happened, and there will be magistrates still stuffing up, and you know, but it is getting better. People are aware that if you get let out early, you've got a responsibility, and if you breach your parole, you'll be back in. And maybe with this sort of thing, it will possibly prevent future JMK. Now, I won't mention his name. I refuse to mention his name in future. I'm going to refer to him always in future as Jill Mars Keller. We were locked in the same prison doing the same sentence for a couple of weeks. Yeah. Down at Mapp on the 5th floor. But look, for all the people on parole who are expecting parole, they're not going to get up that fast.
Hey, Darren, we heard you say before that last night you were a couple of feet away from the infamous hot chocolate rapist in Langi Kau Kau prison. You said 90% of the offenders there are sex offenders. Was that a scary experience? Did you have anyone threaten you?
No, it didn't threaten me, but it made my flesh crawl last night. This guy, in America, he got 40 years jail for the drugging and the raping and the videoing of all those girls, women, some of whom never came forward or never identified. He's still got 2 years to go on his sentence. And he's standing there laughing, sitting down the sofa next to the foot of me, laughing and cracking jokes. I'm thinking, you shouldn't be. You've got 2 years to go. You should be still in a mainline prison until you've got like 6 months, 9 months. Then you get the rehab and then you get your time out.
Darren, can I ask you, you just said you're in the same place as Jill Mars Killer, to use your vernacular. Yeah. You're sitting there with 2 years to go with the hot chocolate rapist, who was just one of the greatest scumbags that God's ever put breath into.
Yeah.
Was your sentence overkill? 50 days of this. You're 70 years of age. You're not a threat to the community. There was mitigating circumstances possibly in why you went up anyway, as far as the internet and, you're in contempt and all the rest of it. And it's a very serious charge. But do you feel like you've been, sorted out?
I said I was a scapegoat. The Herald Sun did far worse than me. They said he was going to plead guilty on that day. I think that, and even the prosecution said it was an inadvertent contempt of court. This wasn't like my standing on the steps of Parliament House and shouting out the names of sex offenders. But then I got 5 months house arrest, and I deserved it because I did it deliberately. And if you defy the court, you should do that. This was inadvertent. I put something up on the internet 5 hours before they put it down a suppression order, and then got stung $100,000 because I didn't take it down fast enough.
Yeah, it's all a bit strange sometimes. All this.
So anyway, I'm out. People say, "Would you do it again?" I said, "All I want now is to get a decent bed and a decent pillow and get myself organised and see what happens." But I'm more convinced than ever that this petition must grow. We must get this law changed. There must be a national public register of convicted sex offenders, not teenagers who are sexting each other, which is a growing problem, but I'm talking about convicted sex offenders. Yeah. These guys, 93% of them are all sex offenders in there. They're coming out soon, and I know what they look like. They look like your neighbour. They look like your grandpa.
Hey, Darren, did you have that conversation inside, and did you fear at any stage that somebody might shiv you or do something like that? Or what was the response when you actually looked these guys in the eye and said, hey, guys, my life ambition is to out you?
Well, but they all knew that. Some of them would shy away from me, wouldn't talk. I'd say good morning to anybody when I'm walking, but I wouldn't. I stayed away as much as I could. I just walked by myself, stayed by myself. And they left me alone. I'd watch them go, but normal looking guys, and you'd suddenly see them go back across what I call the Bridge of the Dam to be locked up in the worst offenders building. And I think, what the hell did you do?
Yeah.
And that gave me goosebumps. I tell you, I'd have one very good long shower when I get away from here.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Wash off that scum, that's for sure.
And thanks for your support. I mean, even before I came in, it's. I'm a little bit emotional this morning, especially when you see people like George Halvargas came all the way out here,
Yeah.
His daughter was murdered. Yeah. There's so much anger out there. The people out there, they want this sort of thing to happen. They want probation, the parole rules to be changed. And I don't think the politicians understand. And the guards in here, the number of guards who support me, would whisper to me, even in the middle of a strip search, and say, "Hey, we support your petition." I mean, it was bizarre at times.
Mate, yep. Go and have a hot shower.
Thank you.
Go and have a good feed.
Good on you, Darren.
I'll see you next week.
Mate, we'll take you out for dinner next week, mate, and to celebrate your 70th birthday. And as much as we've blued at this different stage, I haven't agreed with everything Darren's gone on with over the years on this one. I reckon there should be a statue one day put up for Darren Hinch for what he has done. And I'm not saying that about breaking the rules of the courts and contempt the court. No, that's a rule, and we must do that, and we must. Otherwise, if the court system falls over, everything falls over. But Darren, for what you've done as far as fighting against these pedophiles and trying to save the kids, mate, you're an absolute superstar.
Yep.
Good on you, Darren.
Well done, Darren.
Good fight. It'll go on. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Darren Hinch, fresh out of jail, Cow Prison.
Can we do it with the beard?
Yeah.
Put the beard back on.
It does look a bit strange, Darren, minus the beard.
Getting my head around that look.
He'll be back in the studio next week, back here on Triple M's Hot Breakfast. Coming up at 9 o'clock for Dodo Gas and Electricity.